In a world's first, cutting-edge technology will be used on the roads of Sydney to put a stop to drivers who use their phones while driving. The cameras operate by automatically detecting each car that approximates the camera site and takes photographs of the drivers of the vehicle. If the artificial intelligence system detects a suspicious photo, then the photo gets examined by an operator. Alex Janning, Managing Director of Acusensus, the company that developed the system in Australia, tells us more.
Each photograph and each evidence package is automatically analysed in real time by the roadside to determine when the driver is using a phone. If they are not using a phone, all of the evidence captured is deleted. If they are using a phone, then that evidence package will go to a human review to confirm that the driver has indeed been touching a phone while they're behind the wheel at speed.
The cameras were tested for 90 days near the M4 motorway at Prospect and Anzac Parade in 8.5 million vehicles and caught more than 100,000 drivers using their phones while driving.
The trial also involved a transportable solution that rotated through some other sites in Metro Sydney. And so the percentage of drivers using their phone varied from 1 to 3%, depending on the site.
Alex believes that the mobile phone detection camera systems will speed the process of changing people's behaviours to stop using their phones while driving.
The behaviour at a particular location could shift very quickly. You see that in the number of fines that a typical camera would generate. So a typical camera in about 3 months would have just a fraction of the detections that it originally had at the start. Basically, wherever you are across the road network, that you are you believe that you are likely to be caught, and so then it deters you from using the phone at all. And once we get to that point, we will see a really noticeable drop in the amount of fatalities and injuries.
This technology has the potential to go nationwide, as there are current talks with other states.
New South Wales government is first in the world in adopting this technology and putting in a live enforcement program. I'm not aware of any other enforcement camera programs that are active and using the same kind of technology.
Alex began this project after one of his friends died as a cause of a distracted driver who was using a mobile phone while driving.
This particular issue became deeply personal for me in 2013 when my friend James was run over and killed by an impaired and distracted driver. And what we've seen in road trauma statistics is that 2013 was actually the turning point for countries like ours. So since 2013 in Australia, New Zealand, US, UK, Netherlands, France, we've seen about a 4% rise in road fatalities year on year on average, which is a big change in trend from the decades before it, which saw constant declines in road fatalities.
The government plans to launch the program at the end of this year. Warning letters will be issued for the first 3 months. And after that, drivers will be fined up to $457 and penalized up to 10 demerit points during double demerit periods. Although the idea of this new system is to reduce fatalities, there are concerns of personal privacy. Jeff Holland from the Faculty of Law at UTS tells us more.
Under the Personal Information and Privacy Act, individuals should be notified when information is being collected and what use is being made of it. It goes beyond the use by other government agencies, for example, to, you know, is the information secure from hackers? How secure is the system that where the information is being stored.
Another concern raised by Jeff is about the security of how and where the data will be collected.
Create the problem of where people don't know when they are under surveillance and even when they are, they don't know what purposes it will be used for, and therefore are required to adapt their behaviours to suit what they think is it to be appropriate.
Although some believe that public privacy has been invaded, Jeff believes that the government has enough justification to go ahead with the new mobile phone detection system.
It really depends on why the information is being collected, how it's being used, and how secure. You know, are there risks that it may be misused either by the government or a private agency or through a security breach?